Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you, reminding you that Evens & Angus 43rd Annual Sale will be in Lemon, South Dakota on Thursday, March 16th. That's coming right up, 1 p.m. Mountain Time, lunch at noon. 70 yearling Angus bulls, 50 fall bulls, 40 commercial heifers, and 10 registered heifers. Go online for a full catalog, evensandangus.com. Thursday, March 16th at 1 o'clock, Lemon Livestock, Evens & Angus.
The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale starts May 6th and 7th with horse racing. 6 days of racing. In fact, Mitchell Tenpenny headlines a concert on May 18th. There's bronc riding, a matched bronc riding, bronc busting, wild horse race, and a street dance. Complete schedule and tickets online, buckinghorsesale.com.
Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read. They're a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, and much, much more for South Dakota, Wyoming, and Montana, and nationwide. It's Tri-State Livestock News, what ranchers read.
Brooks Chalky Butte Angus Sale is Saturday, April 1st in Bowman, North Dakota at Bowman Auction Market. The sale starts at 1 Mountain Time featuring 140 yearling registered Angus bulls and 400 commercial heifers. Cattle bred to performance on the ranch, in the feed yard, and on the plate. DVA Auction will broadcast the sale live 1 p.m. Saturday, April 1st in Bowman for Brooks Chalky Butte Angus.
Yesterday's Antiques Downtown, Spearfish, South Dakota. Welcoming you to Spearfish, 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday, or by appointment. Check out their ever-changing inventory at Yesterday's Antiques. Just a couple of days left until we get to St. Patrick's Day, so featuring a few Irish things, St. Patrick's-related stories on The Good Stuff. If you have something you'd like to send to us to use, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Seems that two Irish lads were working for the local council. One would dig a hole, the other would follow him, and then fill it in. They worked up along one street, then they went down another street. They then moved to the next street. They did the same, working flat out all day. One lad digging holes, the other lad filling them in. A passerby saw what they were doing and was amazed at their hard work, but couldn't understand what they were at. So he shouted over to the lad digging the holes, "I don't get it. Why do you dig a hole only for the other lad to fill it in?" The lad wiped his brow and sighed deeply. "Well, I suppose it probably does look a bit odd. You see, we're normally a three-man team. But today, the lad who plants the trees phoned in sick."
Okay, that's a good one. Hey, that kind of reminds me, spring will come, right?
It is just around the corner.
Okay, hey, it can be hard to be happy in 2023 when faced with economic difficulties like high inflation, which is a source of stress for over 83% of adults. Therefore, it's vital for people to boost their happiness however they can, rather through friends, family, entertainment, activities, or work. What people might not realize is that where they live may also determine how happy they are. Location plays a hand in how bright or gloomy our days are. For years, researchers have studied the science of happiness and found that its key ingredients include a positive mental state, healthy body, strong social connections, job satisfaction, and financial well-being. However, money can only make you so happy. But not everywhere in the U.S. experiences a uniform level of happiness. As this study aims to illustrate, moving to a certain city may help you be more content. Wallet Hub drew up the various findings of positive psychological research in order to determine which among more than 180 of the largest U.S. cities is home to the happiest people in America. We examined 30 key indicators for happiness, and I thought that was kind of interesting. Ranking in the top 10, this is the number 8 spot, is Sioux Falls, South Dakota for happiness.
Way to go, Sioux Falls.
Yay! And number 12 is Bismarck, North Dakota.
Another one of our listening areas.
That's right. Number 17 is Minneapolis.
We'll get them on here.
Okay. And Fargo, North Dakota is number 20.
Wow.
I know it. I thought that was pretty impressive. And they call them large cities, and I thought that was really interesting. Number 34 is Lincoln. Number 41 is Omaha, Nebraska. And Rapid City is 43. Aurora, Colorado is 48. I thought that was kind of interesting.
It is. By the way, Monday, March 20th, is the first day of spring, just in case you want to know. And it lasts until Wednesday, June 21st. And then, hey, it's summer. Thanks for tuning in, spending a little bit of your day with us right here on The Good Stuff.